Ed, please elaborate on how a company scales up their coating process, and also describe the importance of a scale-up plan.
The ultimate goal of the coating is to make a commercial product that is successful. And you have to start with a small volume in the laboratory and gradually convert it into larger volumes until you get to the manufacturing facility. But Lewis Carroll put it very nicely, if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. Therefore, it is critical you analyze what you need to do, what the end results are, and to verify that the equipment that you have can, in fact, do the job. If you have to make, say, 2 million square feet a day and your coater runs at 10 feet a minute, you're not going to get there. Similarly, if you know the sales price of a product, if the raw material is twice the sales price, you're never going to get there. So you need to lay out a plan. It'll help determine feasibility. A lot of the programs that I've seen have failed because they never did an analysis. If they had sat down and looked at it, they would realize they couldn't get there. One product I worked on, the raw material cost was about $80 a square foot. The product would sell for 10 cents a square foot. There's no way you could ever get there. So it determines the feasibility, and you can identify fatal flaws before you get there. If you know a particular dryer doesn't have the capability, if you know it at the start of the program, you can fix it. If you determine it as you're running the product, it's really very late to get there. And basically what the plan does is determine the raw materials you need, the costs, the materials, the costs, the mixing procedures, coating solution properties, coating feed system, basic dryer configuration, other drying needs, for example, do you need a UV cure? Do you need to laminate? And can you track the wet? For example, if you have a coater that was built to track 7 mil chronout and you want to coat 0.5 mil polyester, you're not going to get there. You're going to tear it apart. So the purpose of the plan is sit down, look over the process, determine what you need, and do a feasibility study at the start so you know what the problems are and you can deal with them. And this, in my mind, is the difference between a lot of companies that are successful and those that are not. The successful companies plan, know what they're doing, and they have a plan they follow all the way through. Now, there are several protocols that can help you get through this, but the important point is, you know, at the start of the program, when you start to realize you're going to commercialize it, you need to come up with a plan, implement it, and react accordingly. Because if you can anticipate problems, you can deal with them.
There's a general belief that a coating method can be applied to a particular product. Can a coater utilize information from other industries making a coated product to make their own?
Yes. The basic fact is that the coating process does not know the end application of a product, be it sandpaper, photographic film, barrier film, whatever. What it does know is the coating properties, the rheology of the solution, the wet thickness, the surface tension, drying capabilities, and that's what determines the coating method. So if you have, for example, a coater that looks similar to yours, another company is making sandpaper, the information from that coater can be applicable to you.